loosed and he spake plain.
Al momento fueron abiertos sus oídos y se desató la ligadura de su lengua y hablaba bien.
In verse 36, and he charged them, Jesus charged them, that they should tell no man. But the more he charged them, so much the more a great deal they published it.
Y les mandó que no lo dijesen a nadie, pero cuanto más les mandaba, tanto más y más lo divulgaban.
The Bible says his tongue was loosed, and Jesus charged him to say nothing.
La Biblia dice que la ligadura de su lengua fue desatada, y Jesús les dijo que no dijera nada.
But the more a great deal he published it.
Pero aún más lo divulgaba.
And I want to preach to us for a few moments on this subject.
Y quiero predicarles un momento bajo este título.
If heaven won't silence it, hell can't stop it.
Si el cielo no lo calla, el infierno no lo puede parar.
Hallelujah. Set your Bibles down. Let's go ahead and worship the Lord one more time.
Vamos a alabar al Señor un momento más.
We worship you, God. There's nobody like you. None besides you. Hallelujah. We give you glory and honor and praise in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Shake your neighbor's hand. Tell him God bless you and you may be seated.
Saluda a su vecino. Dígale que Dios le bendiga y se puede sentar.
Amen. If heaven won't silence it, hell can't stop it.
Si el cielo no lo calla, el infierno no lo puede parar.
The book of Genesis chapter 1 tells us a few things about God.
El libro de Génesis capítulo 1 nos dice algunas cosas acerca de Dios.
You don't have to search very far in the Bible to get revelations about the Almighty One.
No tiene que buscar mucho en la Biblia para recibir revelaciones del Dios grandioso.
Verse 1 says, in the beginning God.
Capítulo 1 dice, en el principio Dios.
Now we could stop right there and we'd probably get enough to shout about tonight.
Podemos parar ahí y podemos brincar y gozarnos por eso esta noche.
You know what that's telling us?
¿Sabe lo que nos dice eso?
In the beginning God.
Que en el principio Dios.
That means God is self-existent.
Significa que Dios es autoexistente.
God is self-sufficient.
Autosuficiente.
He doesn't need me and he doesn't need you.
No me necesita a mí ni te necesita a ti.
Before anything was, he was.
Antes que cualquier cosa, él era.
Amen. That's a reason to give God praise.
Y eso es una razón para alabar a Dios.
There's people that praise their gods that they made.
Hay gente que alaban a sus dioses que han hecho.
They're gods that only exist because they made them.
Dioses que solo existen porque ellos los hicieron.
But we're serving a God that made us.
Pero servimos al Dios que nos hizo a nosotros.
And God is worthy of all the praise.
Y él es digno de toda la alabanza.
And God is worthy of all the glory.
Y digno de toda la gloria.
And God is worthy of all the honor.
Y digno de todo el honor.
God being self-sufficient tells us something.
Dios siendo autosuficiente nos dice algo.
And God being self-existent tells us something.
Y siendo autoexistente nos dice algo.
Before anything was, he was.
Antes que fuera nada, él fue.
Before your problems were.
Antes que tus problemas.
Before your trials were.
Antes que tus pruebas.
Before your troubles
antes
were.
Antes que tus problemas.
God said, I am that I am.
Dios dijo, yo soy el que soy.
I am before all things.
Yo soy antes de todas cosas.
And whatever you have need of.
Y lo que necesites,
I am the one you can turn to.
Yo soy el que tengo la respuesta.
Because before there was darkness of night,
porque antes que hubo luz,
there was the Almighty God.
Hubo un Dios poderoso.
Oh, let's worship him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. The verse, however, continues.
El versículo continúa.
It lets us know that God created the heavens and the earth.
Y nos deja saber que Dios creó los cielos y la tierra.
That lets us know that God is creative.
Nos deja saber que Dios es un creador.
God is interactive.
Es interactivo.
Amen. I'm glad to serve a God that is creative and interactive.
Estoy contento de servir un Dios creador y interactivo.
A God that is interested in the likes of you and I.
Un Dios que se interesa en usted y en mí.
He's not just some being out there in the middle of nowhere.
No es un poder más alto ahí en medio de los cielos,
that doesn't really care about
que
you.
No le importa de usted.
But he's a God that wants to interact with you.
Pero es el Dios quien quiere interactuar con usted.
He wants to go ahead and start to mold and shape your
él
life.
Quiere moldear y cambiar su vida.
He is interested in creating things in
está
you.
Interesado en crear cosas en ti.
See, the devil wants to destroy you.
El enemigo te quiere destruir.
But God is looking for ways to mold you and create
pero
you.
Dios está buscando maneras de formarte.
He's looking for ways that he can help you.
Buscando maneras de ayudarte.
Amen. Now there's many people here that were taught differently.
Hay mucha gente aquí que les enseñaron diferente.
They were taught in school that everything that we see and hear comes because of a big bang.
Les enseñaron en la escuela que todo lo que vemos vino por la evolución.
That nothing combusted with nothing and now we have everything.
Que nada explotó con nada y ahora tenemos todo.
Obviously that's ridiculous.
Obviamente eso es ridículo.
The fact that would break every law of science.
Eso rompería toda ley de la ciencia.
And if I don't know of anything that takes faith, that takes faith.
Y si algo toma fe, eso toma fe.
To believe that nothing can do something.
Creer que nada con nada es algo.
You got to break every scientific law.
Tiene que romper toda ley de ciencia.
To prove your science.
Para probar su ciencia.
But if you want to talk about a big bang.
Pero si quieres hablar de una explosión.
I got one in Genesis 1 and 3.
Tengo una en Génesis 1:3.
And the Bible says, and God said, let there be light.
La Biblia dice, y Dios dijo,
and there was light.
Y fue la luz.
In other words, God said it and it happened.
En otras palabras, Dios lo dijo y pasó.
And God's voice is so loud and commanding.
Y la voz de Dios es tan fuerte
that whatever he says happens.
Que lo que él dice pasó.
Let me tell you how important that is for us.
Déjame decirle cuán importante es para nosotros.
The sun and the moon, the stars weren't created until about 10 verses later.
Las lunas y las estrellas no fueron creadas hasta 10 versos más adelante.
So God said, let there be light.
Entonces Dios dijo que sea la luz.
And light had nowhere to come from.
Y la luz ni tenía fuente de donde salir.
And yet it obeyed God.
Pero obedeció a Dios.
You might not have the resource.
Quizás no tienes las maneras.
What you're praying for might not have a source.
Lo que estás orando no tiene fuente.
But when God says it,
pero cuando Dios lo dice,
it happens.
Pasa.
You might as well just keep praying and keep on worshiping.
Siga orando y siga alabando.
You might not have the money.
Quizás no tengas el dinero.
The doctor might have said it's impossible.
El doctor quizás te dijo que es
but when God speaks,
pero cuando Dios habla,
we can trust in his word.
Podemos confiar en su palabra.
He is the truth.
Él es la verdad.
We can trust the Almighty God.
Tienes que confiar en el Dios.
Let there be light.
Que sea la luz.
Let there be light.
Que sea la luz.
Let there be light in your darkness.
Que sea la luz en tu oscuridad.
Let there be light in your sickness.
Que sea la luz en tu
let there be light in your hurt.
Que sea la luz en tu
and it's got to obey.
Y tiene que obedecer.
Oh, let's worship the Lord.
Vamos a alabar al Señor.
Let's worship him.
Vamos a alabar al
oh,
Señor.
Let's give him glory and honor.
Vamos a darle gloria y honor.
Hallelujah. He said, let there be light.
Y él dijo que sea la luz.
That is God's way of calling unto the darkness.
Esa es su manera de llamar a la oscuridad.
Let there be.
Que sea la luz.
It's meaning that there's something not letting there be.
Que sea significa que algo lo estaba bloqueando.
Let me have your wallet.
Déjame tener tu billetera.
Means I don't have your wallet.
Significa que no la tengo.
And when God spoke to the darkness.
Cuando Dios le habló a la oscuridad.
And said, let there be light.
Y dijo, que sea.
He was saying, darkness, you got to let go.
Él estaba diciendo, oscuridad, tienes que hacerte al lado.
That's why in Exodus, he told Pharaoh, let my people go.
Por eso en Éxodo él le dijo, que deja ir a mi pueblo.
And Pharaoh had a hold of them for 430 years.
Y Faraón los tuvo 430 años.
But even Pharaoh has got to obey the voice of God.
Pero hasta Faraón tiene que obedecer la voz de Dios.
Oh, let's worship Jesus.
Vamos a alabar a Jesús.
Hallelujah! Hallelujah! The devil doesn't compare to the power of God.
El diablo no se compara con el poder de Dios.
The lies of hell don't compare to the voice of God.
Las mentiras del infierno no se comparan a la voz de Dios.
His truth doesn't just overshadow darkness.
Su verdad no solamente cubre las tinieblas.
The Bible says darkness doesn't even comprehend
it. Pero dice que las tinieblas no lo pueden entender.
When God flips on the switch,
cuando Dios prende la luz,
all of a sudden darkness runs.
La oscuridad huye.
And when God begins to speak into your life,
y cuando Dios habla en tu vida,
all of hell has got to obey.
El infierno tiene que obedecer.
And the devil might want to hold on to you.
Y si el diablo quiere mantenerte.
But if God says, let them go,
pero si Dios dice, déjalos ir,
sickness, let them go.
Enfermedad, déjalo ir.
Bitterness, let them go.
Amargura, déjalo ir.
Hurt, let them go.
Dolor, déjalo ir.
Pain, let them go.
Dolor, déjalo ir.
He's got to let go.
Tiene que dejarlo
he's got to let go.
Tiene que dejarlo
he's got to let go.
Tiene que dejarlo ir.
Somebody just begin to worship him. He's your deliverer. He's your way maker. Oh, let's praise him. Hallelujah. Amen. When God speaks, things change.
Cuando Dios habla, las cosas cambian.
And so we learn something about God.
Entonces aprendemos algo de Dios.
God said.
Que Dios dijo.
In other words, God is verbal.
En otras palabras, Dios es, usa sus palabras. Dios God, habla.
God is vocal.
Él es vocal.
There's a lot of people that serve gods that don't speak.
Hay mucha gente que sirven a dioses que no hablan.
In fact, the Bible talks about them.
De hecho, la Biblia habla de ellos.
They have eyes, but they don't see.
Que tienen ojos, pero no ven.
Idols have ears, but they don't hear.
Ídolos tienen oídos, pero no
they got
oyen.
Mouths, but they can't speak.
Bocas, pero no hablan.
And the Bible says, so is everyone that worships
y la Biblia dice, y así son los que lo alaban.
Because when you worship the things of this world,
porque cuando alaban las cosas de este mundo,
you become as dead as the things of this world.
Están muerto como las cosas del mundo.
But God is the kind of God that speaks.
Pero Dios es el Dios que habla.
Is anybody glad for the day that God spoke to you?
¿Alguien está contento por el día que Dios?
I want to just tell every lying devil in this building.
Quiero decirle al diablo en este lugar.
God still speaks in the 21st century.
Dios todavía habla en el siglo 21.
God still calls the people.
Dios todavía llama a la gente.
God still calls people out.
Dios todavía llama a la gente afuera.
God still gives promises.
Todavía da promesas.
And God still gives words.
Y todavía da palabras.
That's what we're doing in church.
Eso es lo que hacemos en la iglesia.
The word of God went forth.
La palabra de Dios
and created in us something.
Y creó en nosotros algo.
Oh, let's worship him. Let's worship the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. God is verbal.
Dios es vocal.
And so God created things to be verbal.
Entonces él creó a las cosas para hacer sonido.
That's why birds sing.
Por eso los pájaros cantan.
Bees buzz, dogs bark.
Las ovejas hacen su sonido, los perros ladran.
And unfortunately, people still talk.
Y desafortunadamente, alguna gente todavía habla.
Even the creatures that you and I can't see are making noise.
Hasta las cosas que nosotros no vemos hacen ruido.
Ants and bugs so small that we can't see with our eyes are making noise.
Las hormigas y insectos tan pequeños que no podemos ver con nuestros ojos todavía hacen sonido.
Why?
¿Por qué?
Because God created them to.
Porque Dios los creó para eso.
That's why God even created non-living things to make noise.
Por eso hasta creó las cosas que no son seres vivientes para hacer sonido.
Fires crackle.
El chasqueo del fuego.
The wind howls.
El aullido del viento.
And there's trees that crack.
Y los árboles que se rompen.
There's an old statement that says something like this.
Hay un dicho que dice algo así.
If a tree falls in the woods and no one's around to hear it, does it make a sound?
Si un árbol cae y nadie está ahí para oírlo caer, ¿todavía hace un sonido?
And they philosophical people get around and talk about it.
Y los filosóficos se reúnen para hablar de eso.
But of course it makes a sound.
Pero claro que hace un sonido.
Why?
¿Por qué?
Because God created it to.
Porque Dios lo creó para eso.
And there are people here tonight.
Y hay gente aquí hoy.
That you feel like no one can see you.
Que sientes que nadie te puede ver.
No one can hear you.
Que nadie te puede oír.
And so you'd rather just be quiet.
Y entonces prefieres quedarte callado.
But I've come to tell you, God created you to make
pero
a noise.
Pero vengo a decirte que Dios te creó para hacer un sonido.
Even if you seem small.
Aun si parezcas pequeño.
And insignificant.
E insignificante.
If you feel like a branch that's broken.
Si sientes que se ha roto.
And no one's around to hear it.
Y nadie para oírlo.
There is a God.
Hay un Dios
that is listening.
Que te está oyendo.
So honey, in the midnight hour, pray your prayers.
Entonces de medianoche, ora tus oraciones.
Sing your songs.
Cante tus canciones.
Worship your God.
Alabe a tu Dios.
Whether any of us hear it. Whether the pastor hears
si el pastor lo oye,
it, whether the church hears it,
si la iglesia lo oye,
honey, God hears it.
Dios te oye.
Oh, let's lift up that voice and worship him. Somebody, God created you
Dios te creó
to lift up that voice.
Para levantar tu voz.
Don't shut it down.
No te calles.
And don't shut it up.
Y no te calles.
God created it in you.
Dios te creó.
Oh, let's worship the Lord all across this building. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. God created things to make noise.
Dios creó las cosas para hacer sonido.
That's why I believe in speaking in tongues.
Por eso creemos en hablar en lenguas.
One of the first things we learn about God is He's verbal.
Una de las cosas que primero aprendemos de Dios es que Dios habla.
So why not have
Entonces,
people be verbal?
¿Por qué no hablamos nosotros?
When you get the Holy Ghost,
cuando recibes el Espíritu Santo,
you will speak in other tongues.
Vas a hablar en otras lenguas.
If you didn't,
si no lo hiciste,
you ain't got it yet.
No lo tienes.
I didn't know one verse.
Yo no sabía un versículo.
And brother, I spoke in other tongues.
Pero yo hablé en otras lenguas.
I didn't know the Bible.
No conocía la Biblia.
But I spoke in a language I didn't know.
Pero hablé una lengua que yo no conocía.
This thing's real, folks.
Esto es verdadero.
This thing's real.
Esto es verdadero.
Oh, let's praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, let's worship Him. If you don't have the Holy Ghost, you can have it.
Si no tienes el Espíritu
if you
Santo,
never received it, you can receive it.
Hoy lo puedes recibir.
Hallelujah. But in the midst of God creating things to make noise,
pero en el medio de Dios creando las cosas para hacer un sonido,
God also created silence.
También creó el silencio.
God wanted something to contrast the noise of this world.
Dios quiso que algo hiciera un contraste con la bulla de este mundo.
There is something beautiful about escaping into silence.
Hay algo bello de escapar en el silencio.
That's why most of us like going camping.
Por eso mucho nos gusta ir a acampar.
We love to leave the loud city.
Nos encanta dejar la ciudad bullosa.
That's why some of you go hunting.
Por eso algunos van a cazar.
Leave the loud house.
Dejan la casa bullosa.
We'll leave it there. Hallelujah.
Ahí lo vamos a dejar.
Because we all love a little bit of silence.
Porque todos amamos un poco de silencio.
And the Bible lets us know that God silences some things.
Y la Biblia nos deja saber que Dios calla algunas cosas.
God told the nation of Israel to march around Jericho for 7 days.
Dios le dijo a la nación de Israel que marchara alrededor de Jericó algunos días.
But He told them to march around in complete silence.
Pero les dijo que lo hicieran en silencio.
And some people wonder why.
Y alguna gente piensa, ¿por qué?
Well, the last 40 years they've spent murmuring and complaining.
Porque los últimos 40 años pasaron murmurando y haciendo murmurando y quejándose.
And if there's one thing I've learned about God,
y si hay algo que he aprendido de Dios,
He's quick to silence murmurers and complainers.
Que Él calla los murmuradores y los que se quejan.
I've learned that people that all they can do is talk bad about the church.
Conozco que la gente que solo habla mal de la iglesia,
bad about the pastor,
mal del pastor,
bad about other people,
mal de otra gente,
they're the first ones God silences.
Son los primeros que Dios calla.
God didn't want them to be murmuring and complaining.
Dios no los quiso quejándose y murmurando.
They just stepped into the promised land.
Se habían ido a la tierra prometida.
And God was saying, you can't be what you were.
Y Dios les dijo, no pueden ser lo que son.
Where I'm leading you.
Donde yo te voy a llevar.
Because where I'm leading you,
porque donde te estoy llevando,
is greater than where you were.
Es mejor que donde estabas.
And so attitude's got to change.
Entonces, tu actitud tiene que
mentality's
cambiar.
Gotta change.
Tu mente tiene que cambiar.
Ideas gotta change.
Tus ideas tienen que cambiar.
And the way we talk has gotta change.
Y la manera que tú hablas tiene que cambiar.
Oh, come on, somebody.
Vamos, alguien.
I'm just gonna be real with you here tonight.
Voy a decirle la verdad.
It's not time to murmur and complain.
No es tiempo de quejar.
Look what the Lord has done.
Mira lo que ha hecho Dios.
I know it doesn't seem easy.
Yo sé que no parece fácil.
I know there's giants in the land. Oh, but somebody, there's giant grapes too.
Pero también hay uvas gigantes.
As much reason as there is to complain.
Con tanta razón que hay para quejarnos.
And to murmur.
Y murmurar.
There's that much more of a reason to give God praise.
Para darle alabanza a Dios.
Oh, somebody worship the Lord all across the building. Come on, let's praise Him. Let's praise Him.
Vamos a alabarle.
That's what He told Israel.
Por eso le dijo Israel.
He said, you be quiet.
Le dijo, quédense callados.
With your murmuring.
Porque murmuraste.
And your complaining.
Y su, y con su queja.
You go ahead and shut your mouth.
Cierren su boca.
But when you go around the seventh time,
pero cuando vayan la séptima vez,
you blow that trumpet.
Sople la trompeta.
And lift that voice.
Y levante su voz.
And begin to worship God.
Y empiece a alabar a Dios.
And the walls that stood for 40 years.
Y los muros que estuvieron 40 años.
That murmuring never destroyed.
En la,
That complaining never collapsed. All of a sudden, a little bit of praise. And the walls came tumbling down. Sometimes what stops you is the way we talk about what we're facing. Instead, we ought to talk to God and give Him worship and give Him praise. And the walls that withstand us will not stand if we can just give God praise in the midst of the fight, in the midst of what looks rough, in the midst of what we don't understand. Somebody give the Lord a shout of praise. Oh, come on, somebody, let's worship Him and give God a shout of praise. If you want the walls to fall in your life, give Him some praise. Complaining won't work. Why don't you throw that out and give God praise? Hallelujah. Amen. So God will silence complainers.
Entonces Dios calla a los que se quejan.
Amen. We all know those kind of people.
Todos conocemos esa gente.
And if you don't know them, you're probably one of them.
Y si no lo conoces, seguro tú eres.
You call up and they hit decline.
Tú llamas y no te aceptan tu llamada.
Because all you want to do is talk about other people.
Porque lo que quieres hacer es solo hablar de otra gente.
But honey, this ain't the time to do that.
Pero ese no es el tiempo de hacer eso.
What we're about to do in the kingdom of God is way more important.
Lo que vamos a hacer en el reino de Dios es más importante.
I'm sure your complaints have some reasoning.
De seguro tus quejas tienen alguna razón.
I met too many people when we moved into our new building start complaining.
Mucha gente cuando nos mudamos en nuestro nuevo edificio empezó a quejarse.
And I wish I could tell you all of them were still there.
Y desearía poder decirle que todos están ahí.
But it was an entire generation that God did wipe out.
Pero fue una generación entera que Dios quitó.
Because He wanted that next generation to step in
porque,
without that mentality.
Porque quería que la próxima generación viniera sin la mentalidad.
So if you don't want God to silence you,
entonces no quieres que Dios te calle,
be a praiser, not a complainer.
Sea un adorador y no alguien que se queja.
Can we do it? Yes, we can.
¿Podemos hacerlo? Sí, podemos.
Be a Joshua and a Caleb.
Sea un Josué y un Caleb.
Not the other 10 that died in the wilderness.
Y no los otros 10 que murieron en el desierto.
But the land is huge.
Pero la tierra es grande.
We can do it, Pastor Sutton.
¿Podemos hacerlo, Pastor?
He's the God that split the Red Sea.
Él es el Dios que abrió el Mar Rojo.
He's the God that fed us with manna.
El Dios que nos dio maná.
He's the God that sent the plagues.
El Dios que mandó las plagas.
And He's the God that'll bring down walls.
Y el Dios que va a bajar los muros.
And He's the God that'll open up doors.
El Dios que va a abrir puertas.
And He's, oh, somebody, let's worship the Lord all across this building and give God a shout of praise. Hallelujah. Amen. We find in the wilderness that there was a man named Korah.
En el desierto un hombre que se llamaba Coré.
And Korah thought, I'm anointed too.
Y Coré pensó, yo también tengo la unción.
And I can be used of God too.
Y también puedo ser usado de Dios.
And here he was thinking, I'm gifted.
Y aquí está pensando que él tiene dones.
But gifting is not placement.
Pero los dones no son un lugar de liderazgo.
Calling is not necessarily office.
Un llamado no es exactamente una oficina.
And he thought, well, preacher, I can do this too.
Y él pensó, yo también lo puedo hacer.
And I've seen God silence unsubmitted people.
Y he visto que Dios también calla a los que no se someten.
Moses said, God, do it a new way.
Moisés dijo, Dios, hazlo de tu manera.
And the earth opened up and swallowed up Korah.
Se abrió y los tragó adentro.
And people that just say, well, I don't think that's a good idea.
Y la gente que dice, no, yo no creo que eso es buena idea.
Just because we've got our own ideas doesn't mean they're the right ideas.
Solo porque tenemos nuestra propia idea no significa que es la idea correcta.
Just because we got our own way doesn't mean it's the right way.
Solo porque tenemos nuestra manera no es que es la manera correcta.
And God gave the ministry to the church.
Dios le dio el ministerio a la iglesia.
God sent a pastor.
Dios mandó un pastor.
And God's going to show him things he might not show you.
Y le va a mostrar a él cosas.
That doesn't mean you're not gifted or called.
No significa que no eres llamado y no tienes don.
That just means he's got a vantage point on that mountain you don't have.
Que él tiene una mirada de la montaña que tú no ves.
And if you want God to silence you, go ahead and try being unsubmitted to the will of God.
Y si quieres que Dios te calle, sea insumiso a la voluntad de Dios.
And you'll get swallowed up by carnality and worldliness.
Y vas a ser tragado por la carnalidad y la
Hallelujah, because God still silences those kinds
Porque
of things.
Dios todavía calla esas cosas.
God still sends those things out the back door.
Dios todavía manda esas cosas afuera.
Amen. Bible lets us know in the New Testament that there was a man by the name of Zacharias.
La Biblia nos deja saber que en el Nuevo Testamento había un hombre con el nombre de Zacarías.
And he was a priest.
Y él era un sacerdote.
But he and his wife didn't have a kid.
Pero él y su esposa no tenían un hijo.
And God came by and an angel told him, "You're going to have a son."
Y Dios vino y un ángel le dijo, "Vas a tener un hijo."
One of the most powerful verses in the Bible.
Uno de los versículos más poderosos de la Biblia.
He said, "Zacharias, your prayer has been heard."
Le dice, "Zacarías, tu oración ha sido escuchada."
How many would like God to say that over your life?
¿Cuántos les gustaría que Dios diga eso en su vida?
Your prayer has been heard.
Tu oración ha sido escuchada.
Why? Because God was listening.
¿Por qué? Porque Dios te está escuchando.
And we don't know, Zacharias might have forgotten about it.
Y no sabemos, quizás Zacarías ya no recordaba su oración.
In fact, when the answer came, Zacharias couldn't believe it.
De hecho, cuando vino la respuesta, él no lo podía creer.
And he said, well, call his name John.
Y le dijo, llame su nombre Juan.
And Zacharias said, I don't know about that.
Y Zacarías dijo, no sé.
And what did God do?
¿Y qué hizo Dios?
God shut his mouth.
Lo calló.
Because God silences doubters.
Porque Dios calla a los que dudan.
Why did he do that?
¿Por qué lo hizo?
Because God had given him a word.
Porque Dios le dio una palabra.
And God has given him an answer to prayer.
Y una respuesta a su oración.
And that prayer took faith.
Y esa oración tomó fe.
And he was about to go home to Elizabeth.
Y él iba a ir a su hogar a Elizabeth.
And what he was about to produce was something of faith.
Y lo que iba a producir era algo de fe.
And what God was saying is you can't bring your doubts where it takes faith.
Y Dios decía, no puedes traer tus dudas.
And so sometimes God's got to come through and silence doubt. Because where he's taking takes faith.
Porque donde te está llevando, toma fe.
Where God's leading us takes faith.
Donde Dios nos está llevando, toma fe.
We walk by faith and not by sight.
Caminamos por fe y no por vista.
I know it seems impossible, Zacharias.
Parece imposible, Zacharias.
I know it seems different.
Yo sé que parece diferente.
But I can't have you voicing those doubts.
Pero no te puedo tener hablando esa
because
duda.
You will have a son named John.
Porque vas a tener un hijo que se llama Juan.
Because there's a God that heard your prayers.
Porque hay un Dios que escuchó tu oración.
And he heard them when you had faith.
Y escuchó cuando tú tenías
and even if right now you're doubting.
Y aun si ahora dudas.
Your prayer has been heard. Your prayer has been heard. Oh, somebody, let's worship the Lord. Come on, let's praise him. Come on, let's praise him. See, that's why I don't worry about people walking out on my life.
Por eso no me preocupa cuando la gente en mi vida empieza a salir, a desaparecer.
And though I did not understand it at the time,
y aun si no lo entendía en el momento,
God was silencing doubt.
Dios estaba callando la duda.
And doubt can come from friends.
Y la duda puede venir por los amigos.
And doubt can come from family members.
Por la familia.
Because God's taking you somewhere he might not be taking them.
Porque te está llevando a un lugar que quizás no los está llevando a ellos.
And you've got to be okay when God silences people in your life.
Tienes que estar bien con que Dios calle alguna gente en tu vida.
And God silences influences in your life.
Y Dios calle algunas influencias en tu vida.
Love them, pray for them, but don't need to listen to them.
Ámelos y ore por ellos, pero no los escuches.
Because God shut that door.
Porque Dios cerró esa puerta.
And God's leading you somewhere else. Let God silence the doubt.
Deja que Dios calle la duda.
Whether it's yours or your best friends.
Si es tuya o de tu mejor amigo.
God, you can silence all the doubts you want in
Dios,
my heart.
Tú puedes callar toda la duda
you can silence all
vida.
The doubt in my spirit.
Puedes callar toda la duda en mi
Hallelujah.
Espíritu.
Amen. The Bible lets us know that the disciples were in a storm.
La Biblia nos deja saber que los discípulos estaban en una tormenta.
We're going somewhere tonight.
Vamos a algún lugar. Espéreme.
If nothing else, Applebee's.
Y si nada más a comer después del culto.
I was wondering how that would translate. Hallelujah. The Bible lets us know they were going through a storm.
La Biblia nos deja saber que estaban en una tormenta.
And there's nothing wrong with going through a storm.
Y no hay nada malo con pasar por la tormenta.
There's nothing wrong with rain.
No hay nada malo con la lluvia.
But there's a big problem when the rain starts getting in the boat.
Pero hay un problema cuando la lluvia empieza a llenar el bote.
Boats were meant to be in water.
Los botes están hechos para estar en el agua.
But water was never meant to be in boats.
Pero el agua no está hecha para estar en los botes.
And they're sinking.
Y se empiezan a hundir.
And they don't know what's going on.
Y no saben qué está pasando.
And they start bailing water.
Y empieza a sacar agua.
Has anybody ever been in a trial where you feel like you're bailing water?
¿Alguien ha estado en una tribulación que siente que nada más está sacando el agua?
And you're doing your best to stay afloat.
Haciendo lo que puedes para no hundirte.
In fact, I'm convinced there's people in that position right now.
De hecho, estoy convencido que hay gente en esa posición ahora mismo.
And you're doing your best.
Y estás haciendo tu mejor.
And you're pulling that water out.
Y sacando el agua.
But you're still going down.
Pero todavía te estás hundiendo.
And they go down where Jesus is.
Y bajan a donde está Jesús.
And he's in the bottom of the boat.
Y él está en la parte de atrás del bote.
And they said, "Don't you care about us?"
Y dicen, "No te importamos."
We're perishing.
Que perecemos.
I thought you cared about me.
No te importo.
Why would you lead me somewhere where I'm going to perish?
¿Por qué me llevarías a un lugar donde voy a morir?
Some people don't like that about God.
Alguna gente no le gusta eso de Dios.
He allows us to be in positions where it looks like we're going down.
Él ama estar en posiciones donde parece que nos vamos a hundir.
But it's in those positions God can show himself strong.
Pero es en esas posiciones que Dios se muestra poderoso.
They tell Jesus, "You're in the bow of the boat, the bottom of the boat."
Le dicen a Jesús que está en la parte de atrás del bote.
And sometimes our boat's sinking because of where we put Jesus.
Y a veces nuestro bote se hunde por donde hemos puesto a Jesús.
Sometimes it's sinking because we put him in the bottom. Of our life.
Se hunde porque lo ponemos abajo.
The back of our life.
Atrás en nuestra vida.
The last in our life.
Lo último en nuestra vida.
See, God's first and last.
De Dios es el último y el primero.
Not just last.
No solo el último.
He's the first thing we think about.
Es lo primero lo que debemos pensar.
And the last thing we think
y
about.
Lo último.
He's not just my last resort.
No es solo mi último resorte.
He's my first one too.
Pero mi primera opción.
He's not just the last one that I go to.
No es el último a quien yo
and the last one I pray to.
El último a quien le oro.
And the last one I worship.
Y el último que adoro.
He's the first one I
es
worship and I pray
adoro.
To.
El primero que
oh, let's
adoro.
Worship God all
vamos
across the building.
Señor.
Oh, somebody, let's worship him.
Vamos a alabar al Señor.
You might want to check where you put Jesus.
Quizás tengas que revisar dónde has puesto
you might
Jesús.
Want to check where Jesus is at.
Quizás vayas a ver dónde tienes a Jesús.
When entertainment's here.
Cuando el entretenimiento
and
está
Jesus
aquí.
Is here.
Y Jesús está aquí.
When the world is here.
Cuando el mundo está aquí.
But Jesus
pero
is here.
Jesús está aquí.
You're going down.
Te vas a hundir.
But I got good news for you.
Pero tengo buena noticia
Jesus
para
stepped to the bow of the boat.
Jesús se fue al frente del bote.
And said, "Peace, be still."
Y dijo, "Paz, calla."
He told the wind and the waves.
Le dijo al viento y a las olas.
Silence.
Silencio.
And they couldn't hear the voice of Jesus over the wind and the waves.
Y ellos no podían oír la voz de Jesús arriba del viento y las olas.
And there's people here tonight you can't hear the voice of
y hay
God.
Gente aquí que no puede oír la voz de Dios.
Because all these winds is going by you.
Porque todo este viento está aquí.
And the waves of life are crashing against you.
Y las olas de la vida te
and
están
you come to church
duro.
And you can't even hear him.
Y vienes a la iglesia y ni lo puedes oír.
And it's too dark out, you can't see him.
Y está muy oscuro y no lo puedes ver.
But when you put him in the right place.
Pero cuando lo pones en el
I've come to tell somebody tonight God still silences trials. And God still silences storms. And God still silences problems. And God still silences situations. Even if you can't hear him. Even when you can't see him. You can always trust him. He can step to the bow of your life. And wave one hand. And it's over. I tell you how over God can make your trial. I believe it's in the book of Luke. They're in that boat. The Bible lets us know they're in the middle of the storm. And Jesus waves his hand. Silences the storm. And the Bible says immediately they were on the other side. See, you don't got to go all the way through your trial. If you can just get a hold of God in the middle of it.
Si puedes agarrarte de Dios en medio de ella.
Some people are waiting to go all the way through.
Hay gente que espera pasar toda la prueba.
But if you can let God get in there,
pero si puedes que Dios esté en tu bote,
instead of trying to do it all by yourself,
en vez de hacerlo tú mismo,
and bail water,
y echar agua fuera,
if you let God get in there,
si dejas que Dios esté
you
ahí,
can make two times the speed.
Puedes ir dos veces más rápido.
And the people on the other shore,
y la gente del otro
they
lado,
were saying, how is it that there's a ship here?
Estaban diciendo, ¿cómo hay un barco aquí?
Didn't we only see one boat out there?
¿No vimos un bote allá afuera?
How did you make it all the way through?
¿Cómo llegaste aquí?
And when God silences storms in your life and trials in your life,
y cuando Dios calla las tormentas,
people are going to question how you made it out.
La gente se va a preguntar cómo saliste.
I thought you were going bankrupt. How'd you make it out?
Pensé que te ibas a morir.
I thought
saliste?
Your family was falling apart.
Pensé
How'd you make it out?
Te estaba destruyendo cómo saliste.
I thought your business was going
pensé
under.
Que tu negocio se estaba hundiendo.
I thought your kids were going crazy.
Pensé que tus hijos estaban locos.
I thought they were backslid for
pensé
good.
Que ellos se habían ido de la iglesia.
I wish I had some praying mothers in here today.
Desearía tener unas madres aquí que
and
ora.
People will wonder, it was nothing but the hand of God. I tried, but it was God. Somebody lift up their hands and worship Him
pero
and
no
give Him
nada
praise.
Que, más que la mano de Dios.
Amen. Just one more thing that God will silence.
Solo una cosa más que Dios no calla.
The book of Mark tells us that there was a devil coming to church.
En el libro de una cosa más que Dios calla. En Marcos nos dice que había un diablo que venía a la iglesia.
Some people don't know the devil goes to church.
Y alguna gente no sabe que el diablo también va a la iglesia.
You just might be sitting next to him.
Quizás está sentado a la par de él.
I'm just kidding.
Son bromas.
Don't tell your wife that. Hallelujah.
No le diga eso a su esposa.
But here he is. He starts talking about.
Pero aquí está y empieza a hablar.
I know who you are.
Yo sé quién tú eres.
You're the Holy One of God.
Eres el Santo de Dios.
And Jesus looks right at that devil.
Y Dios mira a ese diablo.
And says, "Hold your peace."
Y le dice, cállate.
A very Christian way of saying, "Shut up."
Una manera muy cristiana de decir, cállate la boca.
Because he doesn't want the devil preaching this gospel.
Porque él no quiere que el diablo predique este evangelio.
Angels don't preach this gospel.
Los ángeles no lo predican.
When Jesus himself showed himself to Saul of Tarsus.
Cuando Dios mismo se mostró a Saulo de Tarso.
Even God Almighty directed him to a man.
Hasta Dios lo dirigió a un hombre.
Paul said, but though we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel,
Pablo dijo, aun si un ángel del cielo predica cualquier otro evangelio,
let him be accursed.
Que sea anatema.
Because God doesn't want the devil spreading this truth.
Porque Dios no quiere que el diablo,
it's an unclean medium.
Predique su verdad. No es una manera pura.
That's why the Bible says the redeemed of the Lord should
por
say
eso
so.
Dice que los redimidos de Dios
because
lo
this
diga.
Thing ain't for angels.
Porque eso no es para ángeles.
They desire to look into our redemption. This thing ain't for devils, they can't get saved.
Y no es para los demonios que no se pueden salvar.
And so God shut that devil up.
Entonces Dios cayó a ese diablo.
And the Bible says that man was clothed and in his right mind.
Y la Biblia dice que después ese hombre estuvo con ropa y en su mente correcta.
And I have learned that God will still silence devils.
Y he aprendido que Dios todavía calla al diablo.
There are people here tonight, you've got all of hell yelling at you.
Hay gente aquí que tiene todo el infierno que te está gritando.
You got all of hell vomiting its filth on you.
El infierno dándote su impureza.
And you want to hear Jesus when you come to church.
Y quieres oír a Jesús cuando vienes a la iglesia.
But all you can hear is the devil.
Pero solo puedes oír al diablo.
You want to make it to the altar.
Quieres llegar al altar.
But all you can hear is the voice of the devil in your ears.
Pero solo oyes la voz del diablo en tus oídos.
All you can hear is that devil on your back.
Solo oyes a los demonios en tu espalda.
But I've come to tell you the devil does not have power compared to God.
Pero vengo a decirte que el diablo no tiene poder comparado con
and
Dios.
Jesus will still silence the devils in your life.
Y Jesús todavía calla los diablos que están en tu vida.
God will still come in and shut hell up in your life.
Él todavía viene y calla el infierno en tu vida.
If you're facing the devil in your life,
si te estás encontrando con el diablo,
just know God is here.
Sepa que Dios está aquí.
And God is on your side.
Y Dios está de tu lado.
And if you need God to,
y si lo necesitas,
he will shut the devil up.
Él va a callar.
Why don't you lift up your hands and let's pray.
Vamos a orar.
Come on, somebody, let's pray.
Vamos a alguien, vamos a orar.
Come on, in the name of Jesus.
En el nombre de Jesús.
Come on, you know where you're at.
Tú sabes dónde estás.
God knows where you're at.
Dios sabe dónde estás.
And yeah, the devil does know where you're at.
El diablo también lo sabe.
But God knows where everybody's
Pero
at.
Dios sabe dónde
and
todos
God is
estamos.
Going to come in this place.
Dios viene en este lugar.
And whatever hell's been saying,
y lo que el infierno te está
just
diciendo.
Know God's going to win the victory.
Sepa que Dios va a ganar la victoria.
And God's got the final say.
Y Dios tiene
oh, let's
la
lift our hands. Let's worship him. Come on, somebody. I feel the Holy Ghost sweeping in this building.
Yo siento el Espíritu Santo.
Come on, somebody. The devil's been coming against this church, but he's not going to win.
El diablo ha venido en contra de esta iglesia, pero él no va a ganar.
He's trying to confuse people, but he's not going to win.
Trata de confundir a la gente, pero él no va a ganar.
He's trying to get in your ear, but he's not going to win.
Trata de hablar en tu oído, pero él no va a ganar.
God's going to silence the voice of hell.
Dios va a callar la voz
oh,
del
somebody
infierno.
Give God some praise.
Alguien alabe al Señor.
Oh, somebody, let's worship him.
Vamos a alabarle, vamos
let's
a alabarle.
Worship him in the name of Jesus.
En el nombre de Jesús.
Oh, I feel God in this place.
Yo siento a Dios en este lugar.
I got more we're going to preach here in a second, but I feel Jesus in this
Tengo
building.
Más que voy a predicar ahorita, pero
there's some people,
Jesús
you're going
aquí.
Through a trial. You're going through a storm. You got all sorts of doubt. You got all sorts of unbelief.
Tienes duda y incredulidad.
But God is in this place to
Pero Dios
silence.
Está en este lugar para callarlo.
God is in this place to silence those things.
Dios está aquí para callar esas cosas.
Oh, Jesus, we worship you. We praise you, God.
Te alabamos, Jesús. Te adoramos.
There are some things that God will silence.
Hay algunas cosas que Dios calla.
But God will not silence everything.
Pero Dios no calla todo.
Jesus was going into Jerusalem.
Jesús entraba a Jerusalén.
Riding on a colt.
En un pollino.
And the Bible lets us know that they begin to throw palm leaves in his way.
Y la Biblia nos deja saber que empezaron a tirarle hojas en su camino.
And they just begin to worship him.
Y empezaban a alabarle.
Hosanna.
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 Glory to God.
Gloria a Dios.
Just like we do here in church.
Así como hacemos aquí en la iglesia.
Because we see Jesus unlike they see
Porque
Jesus.
Porque nosotros vemos a Jesús como ellos no lo ven.
They see Jesus like a religious figure.
Ellos lo ven como una figura religiosa.
But we know he's God.
Pero nosotros sabemos
and
que
he's
Dios.
Worthy of praise.
Y es digno de la alabanza.
And he's worthy of glory.
Y digno de gloria.
And he's worthy of honor.
Y digno de honra.
That's why we praise him.
Por eso le alabamos.
That's why we're not ashamed about it.
Por eso no nos avergonzamos de alabarle.
And the religious came by.
Y los religiosos vinieron.
And there's probably some religious folk in here too.
Y quizás hay unos religiosos aquí.
Not the majority, I promise you.
No todos, yo sé.
There's worshipers in this place.
Aquí también hay adoradores.
And they come by and they say, "Well, Jesus, I don't think that's really necessary."
Vienen y dicen, "Jesús, yo no creo que eso es necesario."
You know, Pastor Sutton, I really don't think what we do here is that necessary.
Pastor, no creo que lo que hacemos aquí es tan necesario.
Brother Collins, you know, jumping around and shouting is really not necessary.
Hermano Collins, brincar y saltar no es tan necesario.
Hey, you know, why don't you just tell him to tone it down?
¿Por qué no le dice que se callen un poquito?
Brother doing the flips, just stop.
Hermano haciendo las vueltas, pare.
Sister Susie that flips her bobby pins everywhere.
La hermana que tira todas las prensas por todo lado.
Just chill out.
Cálmese.
But the Bible never says
Pero la Biblia nunca dice
that Jesus silenced them.
Que Dios los calló.
In fact,
de hecho,
Jesus even told them why he couldn't.
Le dijo por qué él no los podía callar.
He said, I could silence them.
Y le dijo, los pudiera callar.
But if I did,
Pero si lo hago,
the very rocks would cry out in their place.
Las piedras mismas clamarán en su lugar.
See, I could silence them.
Yo los pudiera callar.
I've got the power.
Tengo el poder.
But even the works of my hand will begin to rise up.
Pero la obra de mis manos me
the rocks
gloria.
Will begin to cry out.
Las piedras clamarán.
If they don't use their voice,
si ellos no usan su voz,
the rocks will.
Las piedras lo harán.
I don't know about you, but I refuse to let a rock or somebody as dumb as a rock out worship me.
No sé de ti, pero rehuso que una piedra
I refuse to let something else take my spot
rehuso
and take
que
my
persona, toma mi mi lugar.
Oh, let's worship him all across the building.
Vamos a alabarle.
This pulpit ain't taking my spot.
Ese púlpito no va a tomar
that
mi lugar.
Pew ain't taking my spot.
Ese asiento no va a
this
tomar
carpet
mi lugar.
Ain't taking my spot.
Nadie va a tomar mi lugar.
I'm going to give God praise.
Yo voy a alabar a Dios.
And God will not silence worshipers.
Y Dios no va a callar a los adoradores.
Not then.
No ellos.
Not now.
No antes
and not in heaven.
Y no en el cielo.
Because when we get there,
porque cuando lleguemos ahí,
it's as the sound of many waters.
Es como un sonido de muchas aguas.
And we'll be crying, holy is the Lord.
Y vamos a decir, santo
and
es
we'll
el
be
Señor.
Praising him.
Y vamos a alabarle.
And if God won't silence our worship, why should we?
Y si Dios no calla nuestra alabanza, ¿por qué la vamos a callar nosotros?
The religious would like to silence our worship.
Los religiosos quisieran callar nuestra alabanza.
Correct me if I'm wrong. They didn't believe. The people in this building before did not believe in musical instruments.
Corrígeme si estoy equivocado, pero la gente que antes estaba aquí no creen en los instrumentos.
I hope I'm not offending too many people.
Espero no estar ofendiendo a nadie.
First off, it's in the Bible.
Primero que nada está en la Biblia.
Secondly, God believes in it.
Después, Dios cree en la,
and thirdly, I don't care what the religious say.
Y lo último es que no creo que piensen los
religiosos. God told us on the stringed instruments, on the high sounding cymbal.
Dios nos dijo con los instrumentos de cuerdas y con los símbolos.
If God's not going to silence it,
si Dios no lo va a callar,
I wouldn't let the world silence it.
No voy a dejar que el mundo lo calle.
I wouldn't let the religious silence it.
No voy a dejar que los religiosos lo callen.
And I sure wouldn't let hell silence it.
Y no voy a dejar que el infierno lo calle.
God gave you a noise. God gave you a voice. You might as well lift it up.
Dios te dio una voz, así que úsela.
Cry out. Cry out. Cry out. Cry.
Clame al Señor, clame, clame.
Whether you're on the drums, in the choir, on the pew, cry out and lift up that voice.
En la batería y en la banda.
Oh, somebody, let's worship him. Let's worship him.
Vamos a alabarle.
Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost.
Me siento el Espíritu Santo.
Now we're going to have a time of worship here in a moment.
Vamos a tener un tiempo de alabanza en un momento.
God will not silence a worshiper.
Dios no va a callar un adorador.
But sometimes we confine everything we are to Sunday.
Pero a veces dejamos todo lo que somos para el domingo.
But worship's a lifestyle.
Pero el adorador es un estilo de vida.
Worship's on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
La alabanza es el lunes, martes, miércoles, jueves, viernes, sábado.
Worship's in the car.
En el carro.
Worship's at the house.
En la casa.
Worship's everywhere.
La alabanza es en todo lugar.
Because God's everywhere.
Porque Dios está en todo lugar.
But in our text,
pero en nuestro texto,
the Bible lets us know there was a deaf man.
La Biblia nos deja saber que había un hombre que no podía oír.
And he couldn't speak plain.
Y no podía hablar.
And Jesus comes by and touches his ear.
Y Dios viene y toca sus oídos.
Because God is so interested in speaking to us.
Porque Dios está tan interesado en hablarnos.
Before he hears our voice, he wants us to hear his.
Antes de oír nuestra voz, él quiere que oigamos la de él.
Before God empowers us, he wants to speak to us.
Antes de darnos el poder, quiere hablar con nosotros.
See, that's why the Bible says, he that has ears to hear, let him hear.
Por eso la Biblia dice, el que tenga oídos para oír, deja que
oiga. It's possible to have ears on your head and not hear.
Es posible tener oídos sin oír.
And that's possible spiritually too.
Y es posible espiritualmente.
To come to church.
Venir a la iglesia.
And not really hear him.
Y no oír.
And Jesus wanted him to hear him.
Y Jesús quería que lo oyera.
So he opened up his ears.
Entonces abrió sus oídos.
I'm going to tell you before this service is all done.
Déjame decirle, antes que este culto,
there's going to be some people that will hear Jesus unlike ever before.
Ahí va a haber gente que va a oír a Jesús como nunca antes.
You're going to hear the preaching like never before.
Vas a oír la predicación como nunca antes.
I came to church.
Yo vine a la iglesia.
I came to Jesus.
Yo vine a Jesús.
But I never heard it like this.
Pero nunca lo oí así.
I saw him work miracles.
Lo vi hacer milagros.
But I never heard it on this fashion.
Pero nunca lo oí.
And I never heard
manera.
It on this wise.
Y nunca lo oí.
And God's going to sweep through this building and touch ears to hear.
Y va a moverse en este lugar y tocar oídos para oír.
Come on, somebody, why don't we pray about that for a moment?
Vamos a orar por eso en este momento.
Come on, God, let us hear what you're saying to the church in this hour.
Dios, déjanos oír lo que está diciendo la iglesia en esta hora.
Over the voice of hell.
sobre la voz del infierno,
over the storm,
sobre la tormenta,
over the doubt,
sobre la duda,
over the murmuring and complaining.
Sobre la murmuración.
We've got to hear the voice of God.
Queremos oír la voz de Dios.
We can't have our ears stopped.
No podemos tener
oídos. We've got to hear Jesus.
Tenemos que oír a Jesús.
And then he unlocks his tongue.
Y después desata su lengua.
And then tells him, "Don't say anything."
Y le dice, "No le digas a nadie."
Shh. I just love the Bible.
Yo amo la Biblia.
There's just something about this that just gets me.
Hay algo de esto que me impresiona.
It's like if I told him not to run, he would do it.
Es como si yo le digo a él que no corra, él va a correr.
Because that's just human nature.
Porque así es la naturaleza.
And I want you to remember, this is the same God that silences murmurs and complainers.
Y quiero recordarte que es el mismo Dios que calla
the same God that will silence doubt.
Que calla la duda.
The same God that will silence storms and devils.
Que calla la tormenta y los diablos.
But he never shut this guy up.
Pero nunca calló a este hombre.
In fact, the more Jesus said, just be quiet about it.
De hecho, lo más que le decía que se callara.
There's some parts about human nature I love.
Hay algo de la naturaleza humana.
The Bible says instead of being quiet,
la Biblia dice que en vez de callar,
the more he published it,
lo más lo divulgaba.
Why?
¿Por qué?
You got to remember, this is a guy that couldn't speak.
Tiene que recordar, este era un hombre que no podía hablar.
This is a guy that didn't have the ability before this.
Un hombre que no tenía la habilidad antes de esto.
And all of a sudden, God empowered him.
Y de pronto, Dios le hizo el milagro.
And I'm going to tell you what, you can't silence a guy that's been silent all these years.
Y voy a decirle, no puedes callar a alguien que ha sido callado todos los años.
That's why we can't shut some of you up when you're worshiping.
Por eso a veces no los podemos callar a ustedes cuando alaban.
That's why we can't stop some of you from teaching Bible studies. We can say no.
Decimos no.
Be quiet.
Cállense.
Don't say anything.
No digas nada.
But there's something inside of you.
Pero hay algo dentro de ti.
See, I've been through too much.
Yo he pasado demasiado.
And I've seen too much.
Y he visto demasiado.
And I've heard too much.
Y he oído demasiado.
The apostle said, we cannot speak but what we've seen and heard.
El apóstol dijo, no podemos más que decir.
You want us to be
visto.
Quiet about this?
¿Quiere que nos callemos?
I'm sorry, it's not possible.
Disculpe, no es posible.
Jesus has been too good.
Jesús ha sido muy bueno.
God's been too merciful.
Él ha sido muy misericordioso.
God's been too kind.
Ha sido muy bueno.
God's been too. God will not silence a worshiper.
Dios no calla un adorador.
And God will not silence a witness.
Y no calla un testigo.
Let's stand all across the building, lift up our hands.
Vamos a ponernos de pie, levantar nuestras manos.
Come on, somebody, let's pray.
Vamos alguien, vamos a orar.
Come on, all of hell's trying to shut you up.
El infierno te está tratando de callar.
And shut you down.
Y que te quedes abajo.
But hell can't stop what God empowers.
Pero el infierno no puede parar lo que Dios.
And if God loose you,
y si Dios te desata,
don't try to tie yourself up.
No trate de atarte a ti mismo.
And don't let hell tie you up.
Y no dejes que el infierno te ate.
Come on, let's pray.
Vamos a orar.
Come on, let's pray.
Vamos a orar.
Lift up your hands and just begin to pray. In the name of Jesus.
En el nombre de Jesús.
Come on, somebody.
Vamos, alguien.
The world's worshiping their gods.
El mundo alaban a sus dioses.
They're going crazy.
Se vuelven locos.
Ripping up their shirts at football games.
Se quitan sus camisas.
Shouting over a rap star.
Gritan por un artista.
And we gotta come to church and worship God with everything.
Con todo lo que tenemos.
But not just that.
Pero no solo eso.
The world wants to push their agendas on you.
El mundo quiere empujar sus ideas.
And they want to back the church into a corner.
Y quiere que la iglesia se calle.
If we go into the corner,
si nos callamos,
they'll never hear the message.
Nunca van a oír el mensaje.
Oh, let's lift our hands and
vamos
let's
a levantar nuestras manos. Vamos a orar.
Come on, let's pray all across the building.
Vamos a orar.
In the name of Jesus.
En el nombre de Jesús.
Come on, there's some people. Don't be intimidated by your worship.
No, hay gente, no sea intimidado por su alabanza.
It's not time to turn it down.
No es tiempo de callarse.
It's time to turn it up.
Es tiempo de subir el volumen.
It's not time to tie it down.
No es tiempo de callarse.
It's time to loose it.
Es tiempo de dejarlo.
I pray, let there be a loosing in this church. Oh, come on, somebody, worship like we never worship. Oh. Oh, somebody, let's worship in the name of Jesus. Come on, somebody. I want to open up this altar. Come on, let's pray. Let's pray. Let's pray. There's some people that hell has just been trying to overshadow you. You might as well just turn it up a notch and just go for it. Come on, I'm going to worship like I never worshiped before. And when I leave this building, I'm a witness like I never witnessed before. Because you don't know like I know what he's done for me. He loosed me. He set me free. And I'm going to let everybody know it. Come on, somebody. Why don't you empty your pews and let's come and pray and worship the Lord. Come on, there's a loosing. There's a loosing in Jesus' name. Be loose and be empowered through the Holy Ghost. Come on, young person, lift up your hands and let God empower you. Hell's been trying to bind you up. But if God is for you, hell cannot withstand you. Somebody, turn it up and just give God a great praise. Give God a great praise and let it spill out on Monday and on Tuesday and let everybody know what great things the Lord has done. Come on, somebody. You can overcome right here, right now. The Bible says we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our witness, of our testimony. Somebody just go ahead and shout God's praises and watch hell be silenced in your life. Watch the storm dissipate in Jesus' name.
Praise Him for the victory.
The weapons we use.
The weapons we use. God. Find you a dancing partner. Get yourself a praise train or make a praise circle here. Press into this a little bit. Loose your voice. Open your voice. Open your heart. Let this Holy Ghost flow in the house here a little bit. Yeah. Press into that. Push that a little bit. You're doing good, but push it a little bit. Give it a little more. Press into that just a little bit. Hey! Loose your voice. Talk in tongues. Open your voice. Let your praise out. Hallelujah. 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 Press into that praise. Press a little further. Dance a little harder. Turn to somebody by you, lay your hands on them, and pray for them that they will never shut up. Pray for them that their praise will always be a river of living water. pray for them that their voice of worship, their voice of witness, their testimony will never dry up, never back up, never shut up. Pray for them. They'll always be a voice for the kingdom and in the kingdom. Hallelujah. God bless this people. Make this people an oracle. Make this people a song unto you in your kingdom, oh God. Make this people a lively witness and a testimony in your hand, oh God. Hatisay. Pray what you know and then talk in tongues for them. Pray what you know and then let the Holy Ghost pray over them. Press into that. Press into that. Let that Holy Ghost pray. Let there be a voice. Let there be a cry. Let there be a people. Let there be a witness. Let there be a testimony. Let there be a praise.